you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you, and hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you, we're glad you're here.
Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. What a wonderful truth that ministered to me. Actually, this morning when I opened this up, I was like, oh, I needed to hear that one today. Great word from Philippians 4. Verses 6 and 7. So good to see you. Happy Thursday. This sixth day of May 2021, and it is the National Day of Prayer, which is set aside the first Thursday of May every year. And friend, I hope, and I hope you have that opportunity to set aside some time and just lift up our nation, lift up one another, lift up your pastor, lift up your church family, and lift up our leaders of our land as well. Today is the National Day of Prayer. I know there's several gatherings throughout our listening area, so I hope you are able to connect with one of them and be on our knees for our nation. Amen. Amen. For sure. We certainly need that. Hey, by the way, great interview Mark Burns had on Tuesday with Jonathan Evans. Yeah, he's going to be speaking at the Women's Care Clinic. And our very own Mark Burns had the opportunity to interview him on Tuesday. If you missed that interview, go back and re-listen to it. If you're part of the WLUJ family, just visit WLUJ.org, click Mark and Friends. But if you're part of the Great News Radio family, visit greatnewsradio.org and click on Archive Programs. Go back and listen to that. What a wonderful opportunity Mark had to speak with Brother Jonathan Evans, the son of Dr. Tony Evans, on Tuesday. Great interview. If you go back and listen to it and be blessed, I promise you will be blessed. Well, here we are. It's another day. It's Thursday. And for Mark and Friends today, we're going to go mosey on over to the book of James, chapter 1. And there's a great word in it for us, how we can experience joy in hardship. Joy in hardship. And I hope that our program today will be an encouragement to you, because really, if you are a child of God, you have joy. You have something inside of you that where circumstances and situations and happenstance cannot affect. You know, when you look at God's word, joy and salvation are connected. They are. They are. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that today for Mark and Friends. Joy in the midst of hardship, from the book of James, right after this, here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends.
Hungry, I come to you, for I know you satisfy. I am empty, but I know your love does not run dry. So I wait for you. So I wait for you. Hungry, I come to you, for I know you satisfy. I am empty, but I know your love.
It's Mark and friends, Joey Kroll, hanging out here with you. And I'll tell you what, as believers, we have a reason to sing in the storm, don't we? We have a reason to dance in the rain. We have a reason to get up in the morning because we know Jesus. And so today for Mark and friends, we're going to be talking about joy in the midst of trials. So if you have your Bible, head on over to the book of James, James chapter 1. And as you're heading over to James chapter 1, God is using a man by the name of James to really encourage or minister to these believers who have been dispersed from their homeland. And they've been dealing with trials and persecution and heartache and discouragement. And I think in a lot of ways, the book of James is a relatable book in so many different ways. And so today we're going to be talking about joy in the midst of hardship. James chapter 1, verse 2 says, "Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." And then dropping down to verse 12, it says, "Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him." Friend, there's some observations here in just these couple of verses that I'm looking at this morning. I see here the reality of trials. Verse 2 says, "Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds." When. He didn't say if. He didn't say you might have a couple of hardships. No, he didn't say it's possible life may be a little hard. It says when you meet trials of various kinds. Friend, that is the reality. That's the reality of trials. Actually, the Greek word here refers to an unwelcomed or unexpected experience. An unwelcomed or unexpected experience. Trials. Friend, did you know that problems, trials, tribulations, that's guaranteed in life? I hate to say that, but it is. It's true. Jesus said in John 16:33, "I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have tribulation. But take heart, I have overcome the world." in the original language, that word tribulation means to be crushed, like a heavy stone grinding wheat or squeezing juice out of grapes. Jesus said, you will have tribulation. Friend, that's the reality of trials. I was reading January 12th, 2010, a powerful earthquake hit and devastated Haiti and really left the country in shambles. And there was a family called the Desarmes family. They were affected by that earthquake. And so they were able to leave. They were finally able to leave Haiti after that earthquake, about 2 weeks after it happened. And so there's no power, there's nothing. So they had to go somewhere. It was just left in shambles. And so since they had family in Chile, they decided to go there. And they arrived in Chile just a few weeks later. And listen to this, and encountered one of the worst earthquakes in history in Chile just a month after, on February 27th, 2010. So in other words, they experienced an earthquake in Haiti and an earthquake in Chile, two in the matter of 6 weeks, dear friend. For no matter where we go, uncertainty is sure to follow. The reality of trials, there will be heartache. There will be pain. There will be rejection. There will be problems. There will be misunderstandings. There will be suffering. If you're a Christian or non-Christian, saved or unsaved, male or female, young or old, and anything in between, there will be trials. The reality of trials. Isn't this just a great way to start off our day together? But friend, there is there is not only the reality of trials, but the response. What is our response? James 1 verse 2 says, count it all joy. Count it all joy. Some translation says, say, consider it pure joy. The New Living Translation says, dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. Now, friend, let me tell you something. Joy is not the same. It is not the same as happiness, because happiness is based on circumstances. Happiness depends on what happens, right? The Bible says, Psalm 16:11 says, you have made known to me the path of life. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. The Bible says, in your presence is the fullness of joy. Friend, true joy is in a relationship with Jesus. Real joy, true joy, the fullness of joy is in a relationship, dear friend, with our Heavenly Father. So for the child of God, our joy isn't in circumstances. It's not. It is not. It is connected to knowing Jesus. Happiness, dear friend, is an outside job. Joy is an inside job. You can be sad, yet you can still have joy because you know Jesus. And so since joy is connected to knowing Jesus, I can remember that God, in the middle of whatever pain, whatever suffering, whatever dealio I'm in, I can still remember that God is who He says He is. I can remember that all His promises are true. I can remember that at the end of the day, that there is a better day coming for every single child of God. I can remember that while I am caught off guard, this didn't catch God off guard. I can remember that God still has a plan. Joy is connected in knowing Jesus. Joy and happiness are not the same thing. Joy. He says, consider it joy. Count it all joy. Friend, you're gonna go through trials anyways. Right? You're gonna go through rough storms. You're gonna go through issues in life anyways. You might as well dance in the rain and praise God while it's raining. Consider it pure joy. And so we see here, just from the book of James, the reality of trials, our response to trials. But friend, let's look at the fruit of trials. Verse 3 says, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. Or one translation says endurance or patience. And let steadfastness, endurance, patience have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. In other words, friend, God is going to use whatever it is. you have going on to mature you, to grow you, to mold you, to shape you, to create endurance in you. Verse 4 says that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. See, friend, when we go through the hardships of life, that is the clay that God uses to mold us and shape us. God uses it to mature you. Your pain, your hurt, your trial, that season that you're in, and he uses that, dear friend. And while you're waiting on God, waiting on him for maybe healing for a sick body, or for him to do a work in the life of your kids or in the life of your marriage, waiting on God for that godly man or woman, waiting on God for that job, waiting on God for that sale of your home, you're not only, dear friend, in that waiting room, but friend, you're also in the operating room. God uses all of that to mold us and shape us. The Bible says, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. For nothing is wasted. Nothing is wasted with God. He is so good. He even uses the hard stuff in our life for good. God can make beauty from ashes. Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Warren Wiersbe once said, God does not help us by removing the tests, but by making the tests work for us. Satan wants to use the tests to tear us down, but God uses them to build us up. Friend, James chapter 1 reminds us about the reality of trials. He reminds us of our response in trials, but friend, that there is fruit in trials. Dear friend, we have a reason to sing while it's raining. We have a reason to dance when it's storming. We have a reason to get up out of bed in the morning, because our joy is not connected, dear friend, to outside circumstances. Our joy is connected to Jesus.
Remember me in a Bible cracked and faded by the Remember me in a sanctuary filled with silent prayer. Remember me when you pray. when the children leave their Sunday school with smiles. Remember me when they're old enough to teach.
Remember.